Author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very
best. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you that are entrepreneurs, want to be entrepreneurs, to find a way that we can help each other, because that's the purpose of the show. I'm here this evening with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Just kind of working right along on a Wednesday.
Well, you're doing okay, I'm sure. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And if you've got them, Ed, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Before it's too late, you gotta find that purpose. And that's what we're out here for. And I hear an echo somewhere. And not exactly sure where that is just yet. I don't know where we are here, but hopefully all of you can hear me. And hold on 1 second. Okay. Here, and I'm not sure if you out there can hear, but for some reason we had an echo going on, and trying to find out where it is and where it's coming from. But I'm not sure where it's coming from, and I don't know, but for you out there, for those of you that are out there, you entrepreneurs, we have something special for you this evening, but we have a surprise for you. Because this month is, we have Mother's Day in this month. We're starting a brand new month, and we have some holidays that are coming up in this month. And one of the things I hadn't done on this show is to have you think about what is an entrepreneur and who is an entrepreneur. And I came down to understanding that there are two types of entrepreneurs. There are males and females. And others that to participate, regardless of your gender and all that sort of stuff. But it comes down to males and females. We've had male entrepreneurs share their tips as to offering you new people out there that would like to know what it's like, to sharing their tips to help you to set up your businesses and get your businesses off the ground. However, we haven't had that many women. And so I thought, why not start the month off with something that pertains to women? And I came up or found something very interesting that I wanted to share because someone shared it with me. But thinking about the contributions that women have made when it comes to entrepreneurship. And so I have a list of tips from women entrepreneurs that can help other women and possibly some of you men. But they're tips that they have shared in order to help more entrepreneurs and more women. And so I wanted you to know some of these tips, and that's what I'm going to be doing. But we have about 10 different types of tips that I'm going to talk about and try to explain. However, I'm going to be explaining it from my male perspective, but it's going to be tips that women entrepreneurs have made. So I found this article out on the net, in case you choose to go look for it yourself. It's called 21 Tips for Women Entrepreneurs from Successful Women. And I want you to know you have protégés that you can follow that have left a lot of tips for other women. Because nowadays, thoughts come from wherever they come from, but they go to men and women and the others. And it's nice to hear some thoughts that you might have to help other women entrepreneurs. But anyway, but to set the stage, I'm going to say those of you that are out there that have some tips from women, or if you are a woman, I'd like to invite you to call the show and share some tips that you have come across in your business. And during the month of May, we're going to be doing this from time to time on the show. And so it's very possible that you will hear women call in and offer some tips to help you others. But also, if you have questions for women, feel free to call the show as well and ask a question. I may not be able to answer it, but if you're watching the show or hear a woman on the show, because we will have some later on in the month, you're more than welcome to ask those questions as well, so that you get them from a woman's perspective. So, anyway, but you can find tips out on the net the same way you can find tips from entrepreneurs or men entrepreneurs, and you can find tips from women entrepreneurs, and they're intertwined. But I'm going to give you just a couple of tips that they offered, and also try to explain it through my eyes and readings that they had written out, so that you all hear both what the woman wrote, and I may add my two cents to it, and hopefully it doesn't take away from anything, it enhances that. But either way, these are from women, but I'm going to be doing the talking, so it's coming from a male. But anyway, I'd like to have you think about that. But we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. But you're listening to me, Gene Hodge, getting ready to talk about women entrepreneurs and tips they could offer to other women entrepreneurs. We'll be right back.
Like that.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough do get going. The tough are forced to get going. If you want your business to succeed, because it's your business, it's your idea, and the only way it's going to get there is you got to be the one to do the pushing. And so the going will get tough. It should get tough. And I can't speak for any of you others out there. I know I don't like it when it gets tough. But the bottom line is that it needs to happen. And so in order to move forward, I've got to keep going. But I would think that happens for everyone. I have some tips from women entrepreneurs that would like to share some of their tips with other women in order to help them with their businesses. Now, it's not a problem, but I'm here. I'm the one doing the talking, and obviously, if you can see me, I am not a female. But I'm good. I'm giving women some thoughts, because during the month, Mother's Day comes up this month in May, and so I want to make sure that you know that I know that there are lots of women entrepreneurs out there, and coming up around Mother's Day, I'm pretty sure we'll have a special show for women as well, and possibly have some in the studio that can give you their tips straight from their mouth, in a sense. But I said just before the break that if you would like, you're more than welcome to give us a call. You cannot see the number. It's on the wall. You can see part of it on my left side. It starts with 441. But the other numbers are 441. And I think you can see the 441. What you cannot see is 727, which is the area code. 727-441-3000, and if you can see that, then you're more than welcome to give us a call and offer some tips. If you are an entrepreneur, ask your questions. If you have questions for other women entrepreneurs, obviously I won't be able to answer them, but you're more than welcome to ask those as well. Anyway, so these are some of the headlines of the topics, and I'm going to just mention the headlines first, and I'm going to go back and pick out a couple and expand on them. Okay. There are 13 of them. We probably won't get through all 13, but I can mention them. But I'm just going to start with some of the subtitles. One is find your purpose. Like find a reason for you to start a business. That'll be your purpose. And I'm explaining that through my eyes, but the tips are going to come from things that are written that the other women has said that I think that may be a key. Okay, so find your purpose for being an entrepreneur. Next one is know that you are in control. It's your business. It's your idea. And the controller is you. And the rest is learning how to control it and how to grow it. But that's not the tip. That's just me reacting to the subtitle. Okay, another title is Stop Discriminating Against Yourself. That one threw me for a loop when I first read it, but stop discriminating against yourself. I'm going to come back and talk about all these. Okay, another tip says hire employees who share your passion or vision. Hire the kinds of people that want to go where you want to go, or hire the kinds of people that want to go along with you where you are going. But anyway, but it just says hire employees who share your passion and vision. Okay, another one. It says, get out of the hourly rate mentality. Think of that in terms of someone starting the business. You've been used to making wages based on hourly salary, but the topic says, get out of the hourly rate mentality. Okay, another one says surround yourself with supportive people. Okay, you're starting your business. You want to surround yourself with people that are going to support you. You're going to get a bunch of naysayers, but we'll come back to that. And another one says maintain authenticity. Okay, be authentic. Be original. That's what's going to separate you from everyone else, is to be you. But I'm going to go back. Another one says cultivate powerful storytelling. Cultivate it. In other words, you should have a story, and in order to tell everybody why you decided to start your business. I'll go into that a little bit more. The other one says bring a new perspective. Since you're female, since you have an idea, then bring it from your perspective. But anyway, so those are some of the tips. There are actually... there are actually 13 tips that you could actually find out on the internet, and that might help many of you women out there that are thinking about going into business. Another one says, seek female-friendly investors. Okay, so this is a tip coming from female entrepreneurs to telling you to seek female-friendly investors. Since I'm not a woman, I can't explain all of that. But you know what it means, I think. And then the next one says, stay true to your values. And the 13th one is to build a strong support system. Anyway, so these are some of the tips. Oh, there's more. There are some more. I gave you the wrong information. It's not 13 tips. It's 21 tips. And I've gone through those. And they're all numbered, but I gave them to you not in necessarily the right order, but I gave them to you because I wanted you to hear the topics first, and then we'll go back and go through some of these. Okay, another one says focus on progress. not perfection. You focus on progress. And the other one says, grow a strong local network. And another one says, develop the right mindset. Okay, in other words, you must have the might. If you're going to start your business, you got an idea. Okay, the other entrepreneurs are telling you to develop the right mindset. And another one says, don't sell yourself short. Which means you got to find out how not to find out how do you not sell yourself short. And then the last one is realize the power of emotional intelligence. Okay, realize the power of emotional intelligence. But anyway, so you can find these out on the net. It's titled, I typed in tips for women entrepreneurs and just pipped up. It popped up. It says 21 tips for women entrepreneurs from successful women. Okay, so the men have nothing to do with it. This comes from other successful women. I'm just the one that's bringing you the news. But if you choose to find it for yourself, then you can just go out on the internet. I would suggest type in something like women entrepreneurs tips or tips from women entrepreneurs. And you may be able to find some of the articles that are out there, because there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are offering tips. I just happened to get this one because I was fascinated by this one. But those are some of the tips. And if you have any thoughts on what I said, if you were listening, you're more than welcome to call in and give us your tip. And again, that number is 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. You're more than welcome to give us a call. I welcome your calls. Just to offer some tips, ask some questions, and we could take it from there. I'm not in the position to answer all of them because I'm not a female. But I can give you my perspective. But also I'm going to give you some of the tips that they suggested that they wrote out. And we're going to do that. We're going to do that when we come back from the break. But I'd like to have you just think about that. We're going to be going through this the entire month of May. We'll be spending some time on doing things for women, since this is the month of Mother's Day. And we're just going to be talking about this different points as we go through the month. But that's all I wanted to say about that. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. So you hear something from my sponsors. You listen to myself, Gene Hodge, in the process of giving you tips from women entrepreneurs in order to help other women. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Get on the move, be on the move. Once you get going, you cannot stop. It's just that simple. It's your thought, your idea. You're the one behind it. And there cannot be any stopping, although you may feel like it. But the bottom line is that you cannot stop. I'm giving some tips from women entrepreneurs, from women entrepreneurs. And it's based on something I found out on the internet. It's titled 21 Tips for Women Entrepreneurs from Successful Women. Because I'm acknowledging that because we're in May, the beginning of May, and during this month we have Mother's Day, and I wanted to make sure that we started out by getting at least sharing something for women who are planning on starting their business or have a business, but hearing tips from other women entrepreneurs. And I said at the start of the show, if you have any tips that you would like to offer out there for other women, as a woman, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. You can't see it on one of my charts, but it's 727-441-3000, and the producer will pick up and he will direct you from there. But so let me get going. These are numbered just in case any of you choose to go out to the net and find the article. Number one says cultivate powerful storytelling. But then it says the ability to share your story can literally shape the truth as people perceive it. Okay, so the tip is see if you can put together a story that says what it is that you want people to know what it is. The second sentence says, when shared correctly, storytelling can lead to funding opportunities, community collaborations, and organic growth. Okay, so just by telling your story, and I'm gonna assume that telling the story means, it's why did you start the business in the first place? What did you see? What's your dream? What's your imagination? But the ability to share your story, like putting it into a story form that interests people and telling you why you started the business, how you see it and visualize it and all that sort of stuff. But the tip is that when shared correctly, storytelling can lead to funding opportunities, community collaborations, and organic growth. Then it says, be sure to leverage social media to amplify your message. Okay, include data that supports your business case. as this can be compelling and convincing. Okay, so this is the tip. You started as an entrepreneur, you've gotten some things going, and you now have things that you could tell people, show people, and it just basically says leverage yourself by leveraging social media to amplify your message and include data that supports your business case. Okay, anyway, so that's the big tip. If you could follow that, then you could start to expose your business, and whereby it's compelling and convincing to others, and they may want to hear from you. This tip came from a person by the name of Tyler Butler, and their business is 1111 Consulting. In case you want to go pick that up, it's Tyler Butler by 1111 Consulting. Another one, number three says, find a purpose. Okay, you got an idea, you're thinking about something, and what's the purpose for why you want to do it? Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Think about why, what's the purpose for your business? This tip says, excuse me, it says, when I started, I felt alone. The more I researched, the more I realized that there are millions of women who have dealt with the same condition. They too are dealing with feelings of loneliness, fear, and frustration. We had a common experience. I knew I needed to do something. Okay, see if that resonates with any of you in terms of finding your purpose. Anyway, so then it says, and it was through that determination that I built my company, which provides comprehensive expert care for women struggling with PCOS. There was not only passion behind my company, but a sense of purpose. Okay, those are the brands that succeed. Okay, now, the entrepreneur is Rachel Blank, and I believe her company is called Allara, A-L-L-A-R-A. But have a purpose for what you're doing, why you're doing it, and understand that it's you who's doing it. You can get other people involved, but it's your thought, it's your idea, it's your business, and so you're the one that's behind it. But have a purpose for why you're doing it, and what problem it might be solving. Okay, what did you recognize that you knew that you had something that could help a lot of people or something like that? But find a purpose for doing whatever you're doing. Okay, another tip. Okay, tip number four says, now that you are in control, okay, think of this way. Now that you are in control, you're a female or a woman, you made a decision to start a business, you are in control. Okay. So this says, know that you are in control. Anyway, then this says, one thing any woman who's starting a business should know is to not get in her own way. Okay, taking risks can be scary, but it's important to be decisive and in charge in order to see the growth and vision you want. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. It says, taking risks can be scary, but it's important to be decisive and in charge in order to see the growth and vision you want. That's the tip. Be in charge because it's yours. It's what you want. Then it says, remember that you are in control and make your business the way you want it. A person by the name of Diane Howard said that. And the company, I believe, is Aesthetic Finesse. Aesthetic. Diane Howard, Aesthetic Finesse. Know that you are in control because it's yours. It really comes down to that. Now, another one. Let's see. Number five says, hire. Number six says, I'm not necessarily going in the same order. But number six is hire employees who share your passion and vision. Now, that's what it says. My tip right from the top, don't hire people that don't share your vision and passion. But here's a tip from another woman, another female, that says avoid bringing people onto your staff who don't share your excitement about your company's vision. That's a powerful statement. Avoid people onto your staff who don't share your excitement about your company's vision. That's just that sentence number one. It's a great tip. Don't bring on people who have a passion because they can see the vision of the company and probably how they're included in that, a part of that, a part of making that happen. Anyway, it says, kind of goes on and says, since starting your own business requires many hours of work, you don't want to spend that time with people who sap your energy or are negative about the work. And as a period. Okay, you don't want to spend the time with people who sap your energy or are negative about the work. Be very conscious of that because it's your business. And you just happen to be a female. But you're getting this tip from other female entrepreneurs, and this one specifically. This one says, in the long run, the success of your business depends on the power of your team. Find your people. You're in charge. Go find the people you want that you need for your business. Okay, this entrepreneur's name is Lisa Kirsch. And the name of the company, I believe, is Dymapack. D-Y-M-A-P-A-K. Okay, Dymapack. Linda Kirsch, that's also a successful entrepreneur. Anyways, I'm giving out tips to women from other women entrepreneurs in order to help you to grow your business. And I'm doing this because we are starting off the month, and within this month we have Mother's Day, and mothers do turn into entrepreneurs in many cases. But we're going to be celebrating a few of them as we go through the month. But these are tips that I'm giving out from other women entrepreneurs. I'm just the one reading it or speaking it, but it comes from a document that I got off the internet on tips for women entrepreneurs from successful women entrepreneurs. Anyway, we're going to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsors, and I'll be right back to share a few more tips just for the lady entrepreneurs. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
That's why people decide to go into business, I guess, because they want to make some money. And that's what entrepreneurship is all about. You want to do your own thing. I am giving out some tips from women entrepreneurs to design for other women entrepreneurs to hear. It comes from an article that I found out on net. The article is titled 21 Tips for Women Entrepreneurs from Successful Women. And you can find that out there yourself. But these are tips to help all of the other women that are thinking about starting out. It's important to hear from what the other women entrepreneurs had to say, because they can say it in ways that you can understand. And it's important to hear it from women. And especially since you are one, I'm not one, so it's difficult for, I can speak it, but I can't like be a part of it or feel it and all that sort of stuff. Other women have, and that's what you want to get. You want to be able to get it from the people who've been there and the people who've done it. And I have not been there. And so I'm taking their advice as well, because the advice is good for me as well, but the article says it's for women, and so I'm just going through some of it, and I'm picking out different parts of it, and because I think that the tips mean something to me that hopefully they might mean something to you. Okay. Another one says, surround yourself with supportive people. Okay, surround yourself. Now, it didn't say one or two. It said surround yourself with supportive people. Okay? And the tip says, there will be people close to you whom you thought would support your entrepreneurial journey, but they won't. Okay? Just when you think about that, there will be people close to you whom you thought would support your entrepreneurial journey, but they won't. They are going to resent your ambition, and you are doing something they won't never have the guts to do. Now, that's the problem that may crop up, and that's the thing that you want to know. But the tip is that it's critical, especially when you just started out and feeling so vulnerable, to surround yourself with people who genuinely want to see you succeed. Okay, we have Mr. Dukes, a caller on the line. Hello, Mr. Dukes. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Gene. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear from you.
Good. So you're talking about the women today, huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about women. I'm giving out tips on that other women entrepreneurs want the other women to hear, and I'm just spokesperson.
Your liaison, huh?
Mm, but how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I just quit work, and I tried to get you on my radio, and I could, so I think I got you at home.
Okay. On the at the station, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, you got any tips from women entrepreneurs?
No. I know this is National Small Business Week. That includes female too, I'm assuming, but I didn't catch the early beginning of the show, so
oh.
I don't know how to come in right now. So go ahead.
I'm talking about tips for women entrepreneurs from successful women. And I'm just a spokesperson of what the other women have said for the other women.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense anyway. So I was going through the most recent one that says surround yourself with supportive people.
Well, that's true. That's what we say in business anyway. You
mm-hmm.
know? We like to surround ourselves with other people that deal with the that have that same passion and that we can work with and talk to, have the same vision that we have. And you know, most females' vision are much, much broader than men.
But the article doesn't say that.
The article is not a entrepreneur. Somebody wrote that.
True.
We're talking about experience.
And the other part is good for the women to know that men can talk about them too.
That's right. And they don't mind. They don't mind as long as they keep it in good taste.
Okay.
And that's what they want. They just as business. They're more business minded than we are.
Ooh. Okay. Great.
And you know, if you get the right one, you can help work together to grow your business and be successful in the business. Both of you can be successful.
Right.
That's the thing about being an entrepreneur. You have a lot of avenues to take. And most women know that. I really think I'm serious about that because I think we are behind. Most women succeed faster than we do.
Who's we?
We as men.
Okay. All right.
So, press on. I'll listen in.
This last little part of that, as far as surrounding yourself with supportive people, it says it's critical, especially when you're just starting out and feeling so vulnerable, to surround yourself with people who genuinely want to see you succeed. A year from now, your inner circle will probably look a lot different, and that is okay. You don't need anyone holding you back.
It will look different. And that's what we said last week on the show. We was talking about entrepreneurs. We need to surround yourself with other entrepreneurs that
mm-hmm.
you can, that you, if you can find those that you can work with. And the ones that are not jealous of you and don't mind helping you and you don't mind helping them.
Okay, now let me tell you who said this. The entrepreneur that said this, the name is Natasha. I think it's Ozzy Biko.
Where's she from?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say, but the company's called Moxie, M-O-X-Y. It's
Moxie.
The voice of women in infrastructure.
Okay.
Maybe a book, maybe an article. The voice of women in infrastructure. Okay. Now, her name is Natasha. Last name is spelled O-Z-Y-B-K-O.
O-Z-Y-B-K-O.
Okay, and the company's called Moxie, M-O-X-Y.
Is it a U.S. company?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay. I don't think so.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it, but it just says tips from women entrepreneurs from successful women. So obviously, they are successful enough to get an article in.
That was important. That's the fourth.
Pardon?
Was that in Forbes magazine?
No, it's not in Forbes. It's in something called All Business.
All Business magazine. Okay, all right.
Okay, All Business magazine.
Well, you know, that's very helpful. And I think women has a greater role in entrepreneurs, even though men have always been top in entrepreneurship, but women has pulled up so strongly, and they carry a good reputation and good ability to be able to communicate and to move their business forward much faster than men.
Good.
The ones that I've not met.
Right, because you're the big, you know a lot of women entrepreneurs, I'm sure. And so, now.
I don't know how to say that, Mr. G.
Well, either way, we got about a minute and a half left. But,
all right.
But can you think of a tip that you would offer to women entrepreneurs just from your perspective and your experience?
Well,
now obviously you're not a woman, but could you offer a woman a tip? I'll simplify it that way.
the norm as they be respectful and have great integrity, and most women have that when they're in business. And that's one thing we always preach on in the entrepreneurial men's world.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have integrity, you want to be respectful, and you want to be humble. That's the key, be humble. Don't try to take it to the top today. You must grow with it and grow at a very stage that you can handle.
Great. Great tip.
Thank you.
It's a great tip, and thank you very, very much for calling in.
Well, I was trying to get on earlier, but for some reason I couldn't get you in my hunk of junk I drive, so.
Okay, but I'm glad you did call in. Mr. Dukes from time to time sits in with us, with me on the show. He's out today, but I'm glad he listens to the show and he can call in, and plus every now and then he can be in so everybody can still see him. But the bottom line is we all have tips to offer to others.
Right. So true.
And we get tips from others as well. So, I just think that we wanted the women to see this.
Okay.
Anyway, but Mr. Dukes, our time is up because you hear the music.
Yes, sir.
By Frank Sinatra.
I can't sit in the next hour, though, Mr. Gene, but
okay,
I'll be
fine.
Listening. All right.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Think of all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing. You can do it your way, and you can definitely do it, especially as a woman entrepreneur.
Yes,
stay tuned for the employment opportunity coming up, because you can do it your way, and we're out of here for the time being. Okay.
WTAN, Clearwater.